Hello. Thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIVIC. My name is Roy Bukijian, and I am the 2015 Secretary of CIVIC. The topic of today's podcast is the importance of becoming certified by an organization that is accredited by the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, or the NCCA. The mission of the NCCA is to help ensure the health, welfare, and safety of the public through the accreditation of a variety of certification programs or organizations that assess professional competency. The NCCA uses a peer review process to establish accreditation standards, evaluate compliance with the standards, recognize organizations and programs which demonstrate compliance, and serve as a resource on quality certification. Accredited organizations must meet a set of standards set by the NCCA. These standards are updated regularly, and programs must reapply for accreditation every 5 years, just as CICs must recertify every 5 years to maintain their certification. The NCCA standards are consistent with the standards for educational and psychological testing and are applicable to all professions and industries. Overall, the NCCA has accredited nearly 300 programs for over 120 organizations. The NCCA accreditation process is a rigorous process that takes approximately 3 to 4 months to complete. In order to remain accredited, CIVIC must meet all 24 of the NCCA standards. To prove compliance, we must provide the NCCA with a written application explaining how CIVIC meets each individual standard. Once the application is complete, we submit it to the NCCA for review. The application is then reviewed by 3 people, an admin reviewer, a public member reviewer, and a psychometric reviewer. This way, the application is reviewed from 3 different perspectives, ensuring the integrity of the accreditation process. In addition to re-accrediting every 5 years, CIVIC must also submit a yearly report to prove continual compliance with the NCCA standards. I wanted to point out a few of the NCCA standards that our CICs must find important. Standard 3, Education, Training, and Certification states that appropriate separation must exist between certification and any education or training functions to avoid conflicts of interest to protect the integrity of the certification program. Because of Standard 3, CIVIC cannot produce educational materials since members of the board write or have access to exam questions. Along these lines, certification programs can neither endorse nor imply that any educational materials around exam prep are better than others or are necessary for recertification. Standard 18, Examination Administration states that the certification program must develop and adhere to its policies and procedures for each examination administration. The procedures must ensure that all candidates take the examination under comparable conditions, safeguard the confidentiality of examination, and address security at every stage of the process. This is why CIVIC uses a testing agency, Prometric, to administer the examination in secure testing facilities. Standard 22, Maintaining Certification states that the certification program must require periodic recertification. This is the standard behind the recertification policies of CIVIC. The NCCA requires that accredited certification programs have some method that ensures certificates prove continuing competence. For this reason, CIVIC requires CICs to rectify by examination every 5 years. These standards show just a few examples of the justification behind CIVIC policies and procedures. While our subject matter experts ensure the accuracy of the examination content, the NCCA accreditation is what holds us accountable for our examination administration process. They set the standards that ensure the security of the examination and the integrity of the exam development process. All of these pieces together is what lends the CIC credential the prestige recognized internationally. If you have any additional questions regarding accreditation, please contact the Civic Office at info@cbic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Additionally, more information on NCCA accreditation, visit www.credentialingexcellence.org. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology on December 10th, 2015.